This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. We're here with Victor Mauder, the fan of the year, and he's traveled far to get here from Prague, but you may have seen him at games this year or overseas, a part of a big cheering section. Victor, congratulations on being fan of the year. How did you find this out?
Well, the Sabres actually called me with the UP on the call and telling me that I'm fan of the year, so I was left kind of speechless. It shocked me because it's a big honor. It's the biggest honor that you can get as a fan, so yeah, it was huge.
Yeah, and you're part of a large group, I know, that have really been hardcore Sabre fans. So how did that organization start, and have you been like the spokesman for them all?
Yeah, you know, I created the group when I was like 13, 14 years of age, and just started the Facebook page because it was popular back in the days, you know, running the Facebook pages. So I started a Sabres fan club because I was a fan of the Buffalo. And then other people started to join, and I thought that, you know, when I see you in Buffalo, you guys, like, the Buffalo community is something, you know, it means something, you know. And I wanted to do it kind of same way in Prague, in Czech and Slovakia, to have, like, kind of community of people, you know, being around and, you know, just, you know, enjoy their time together. So it started, people started coming, and right now we are, I would say, the biggest fan club in Europe or maybe in the world for a hockey team, like, that far away.
Yeah, so obviously you were at the games in Prague, you've been games here in Buffalo. Where else have you traveled to see the Sabres?
We were also in Stockholm. That was our first, like, bigger party going on with a couple of guys. It was like 12 or 13 of us. Then, of course, in Prague, it was bigger. There was like 60 group chanting people. So we were all staying during the game and making the chants as we do it in Europe, which is usual. We go a little bit different way in Europe for the games. You just, you know, there is a section of fans that is actually standing and cheering through whole out of the game. Sometimes the whole arena joins, but there's always like the core group that is, you know, standing, cheering. And that's what we wanted to bring when the Sabres played in Prague.
Victor, are there ways that you're trying to get other fans to kind of join your group, especially maybe where you're from or in Prague or in Europe along the way?
Well, I'm not doing anything special. I'm just, you know, doing what we do. We just, you know, try to enjoy the time and to fans to join us. And they're joining us by ourselves. I'm not doing something special. You know, they just find us because they know us.
Yeah. Why do you like hockey so much? Like, what drew you to that sport?
To be honest, I don't know. Like, Czech Republic is a hockey and a soccer country. So when I was young, I was playing soccer because it's less expensive than playing hockey. Just, you know, you need to buy all the equipment stuff. But I don't know. Since the day one, hockey was the sport for me. You know, it's the funniest sport that you can play.
What was that like when the Sabres played in Prague this year? Being there in your country and just hosting that event.
Well, to be honest, I don't know because I had so many responsibilities to do. Like, you know, covering. Doing the pregame party, which there were actually a lot of people from Buffalo. It was like 60, 70 people from Prague, but then other like 60, 70 from Buffalo, and we all had a good time together. But I need to keep responsibilities to organize everything, to be on time with everything, to prepare the chants, prepare the drums. So I actually don't know how the Sabres played because, you know, I had so much to do.
Now you guys have obviously come up with some fun chants for the goaltender, for Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. How did that come about?
We just have beer, and then it comes out, you know. That's how it usually does. So we know we have some chants, like, you know, in Czech. So you are trying to do, you know, like, mimicize it with the Sabres. So, and this just came out when we were on a beer. And we were singing When the Saints Go Marching In, and we said it fits the look, and it just pops out.
That's awesome.
So he called you to tell you that you won. Is that how it went? Tell me how that conversation went.
Pardon me.
Did Luukkonen actually called you to tell you were Fan of the Year? Is that how that played out?
It was organized by Michel Girardi from the Sabres media staff. So they were telling me that I'm gonna need to help them with some Hašek document, and yeah. Right now, you know, it's Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen telling me that I'm Fan of the Year. Just, you know, they betrayed me once again. They betrayed me once when they tell me that, you know, the Sabres will play in Prague. It was also Ukko who was telling me the news that they will, you know, start the season. And it happened again.
That's great.
Well, congratulations. I know you're going to get honored before the game tonight. So great for being a Fan of the Year and giving us a few minutes. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Let's go with GR.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.